Okay, now we go to F. Constructions with a genitive. Now, folks, this is a Septuagintism. This is typical of the Septuagint. LXX is the Septuagint, the 70 guys who supposedly did the translation. Very good. Very good. That's what that is. You know, in America, LXX is always read as Septuagint. All right? Now, I'll never forget the first time I went to England, some of the profs were talking about the LXX, and, you know, I was wondering, LXX, what the heck's that? You know, I'm writing down E-L-E-X-E-X. Oh, LXX, yeah, well, yeah, all right, the Septuagint. So, and that's, of course, the Latin Roman numerals. Now, what happens in this construction? This translates the Hebrew, v'yehi, and it happened. And it came to pass, King James, Rob, and it came to pass that David, you know, like that. And it happened, and it came to pass, is reflected by kai egenita. Now, there are two constructions after that kai egenita, and it came to pass. Two possible. Let's just say we say, and it came to pass that the disciples went away. You can say, and it came to pass, kai egenita, kai, poi mathetai, apelthon. Apelthon. Now, literally, look up here, please. Literalistically, this is saying, and it happened, and. But it doesn't mean that. This is imitating the Hebrew v'yehi v, and it happened and, or and it happened that. So this is not saying something like this, and it happened, and then something else happened. No, and it happened that. Now that is an example parallel to example 13 in your book. This is also a possibility parallel to example 14 in your book. And it came to pass, the disciples went away. This is very, very bad Greek there. That would be considered bad Greek. It's like where the streetcar turns the corner around, something like that.
So if it has a genitor, then it means it...
Kai a genitor, or possibly a genitor death. Oh, right.
And then again,
that doesn't count. Right. That does not play into it. So it's not this. Both it happened and the disciples went away. This is imitating Hebrew. This is a Semitism.
And example 13, kai genitah kai.
Yes.
It's an imperfect verb. Is it
well, I did put an imperfect one in there, yes. Well, look at the translation at the bottom, below example 15.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Exactly right. Mm-hmm. So, in a sense, now watch what I'm going to look up on the board here, please. In a sense, what you're saying is something like this. You're translating this word, kai, as that. And it came to pass that something happened. Now, it may not be there, see? But that's the way it's... This construction is the, and it came to pass that something happened Old Testament construction. Now there's a third possibility, number three, kaiagenita plus the infinitive. Now this is better Greek, and this is possible. Here what we actually have. This is actually a parallel to die and exestin, where you have this. Let me put this up on the board. Well, I was using plurals, wasn't I? Let me try that. Here, what we have is we have the infinitive as it were the subject, functioning as the subject of kai egeneta. That the disciples went away came to pass. So this is a parallel to die and exestin, where you have, it is necessary that the disciples go away. It is possible or lawful that the disciples go away. And it came to pass that the disciples went away. See, that is essentially functioning as the subject of egeneta. And as I say, that is essentially a possible Greek construction, and it is seen in Thucydides. So all three of these with egeneta, kai egeneta, or possibly egeneta de. Now let me put this up here. This is not, no, it is in your book. It is in your book, but it's only mentioned one time. This could, all three of these could also be egeneta de instead of kai egeneta. All right, now there's a hand. Steve, is that you? Okay. Okay. So this is, please understand, this is essentially a Septuagintism. It's essentially a Hebraism coming through the Greek of the Septuagint. By the way, the third of these options, that was option number three, F3, that only occurs in the book of Acts. That only occurs in the book of Acts. No, this has to actually start a sentence.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. This just like in the Bible where it says, and it came to pass that David took his men and, you know, something like this. Okay. So this begins the thought. And it came to pass that something happened. Right. All right, now we do G. G is another example of the moving tie. Okay, we're going to do some syncopated accent work here now. And with this syncopated work, we are going to see a moving accent. First one, we have three different nouns here that are slightly different in their usage. But you may have wondered why we hadn't gotten these nouns yet. Woman, man, father. That's because they take their third declension and they have some unusual forms. Let's look at the forms for gyne woman. Gyne, gynaikos, gynaiki, gynaika, gynaikes, gynaikon, gynaiksi, gynaikas. So this is not a monosyllable. Despite the fact that it's not a monosyllable, you still get Ginaikes, ginaikon, ginaiksi, ginaikas. You still get that movement back and forth. Now, this is why a doctor who specializes in service to women is not a gynologist, but a gynecologist. Because the root of the word is gynaik, not gyne. So it's not a gynologist, but gynecologist. So this illustrates how the genitive singular is always the critical form when it comes to learning the pattern. All right, let's turn the page to man, on air. On air, andrus, andre, andra. Andress, Androne. Well, now where are you? Andrasi. You know, Andrasi. Extra syllable comes in. You might want to circle that one. That's the one that's kind of out of whack from, that's the one that's out of whack from the rest of them. Andrasi, Andras. Now, man and woman. These are the words that are also used for husband and wife. And these are the basic words now. On air is the basic word for man, as opposed to anthropos, which is the word for human being. Man in the generic sense. But if you say three men came in with baseball bats and wrecked the place, and you mean men, that's andres. Hoi trice andres. The three men. Now we have pater, father. Now this one is a little bit weirder than the others. You know, gyne was straightforward. On air had a problem with the dative plural. Now look at this one. Pater, patrus, patri. Well, now you'd like to say patra, but nuh-uh. Patera. For some reason that epsilon comes in there. Now that epsilon stays. Pateres, pateron. Wait, we're not syncopating here. Patrasin. Oh, that's like andrasin. And pateras. So that plural is a little bit weird because of the dative plural. Also, it doesn't syncopate. And the accusative singular is patera. Now, I want you to look in the vocabulary, if you would, please. In the vocabulary, look where father is. It's about in the middle of the vocab list, pater. Right above it is mater, mother. Mater, matrus, it goes the same way. Mater, matrus, matri, matera, materes, materon, matrasi, materas. And by the way, I don't have this in the list here, but the word thigater, daughter, also goes exactly the same way. Thigater, daughter, is follows the same pattern as pater. Okay, now we have to return to 156.